Special Testimonies Relating to Various Matters in Battle Creek. An Extract. Giving for the necessity of the saints and for the advancement of the kingdom of God is preaching practical sermons which testify that those who give have not received the grace of God in vain. A living example of an unselfish character, which is after the example of Christ, has great power upon men. Those who do not live for self will not use every dollar meeting their supposed wants and supplying their conveniences, but will bear in mind that they are Christ's followers and that there are others who are in need of food and clothing. Those who live to gratify appetite and selfish desire will lose the favor of God and will lose the heavenly reward. They testify to the world that they have not genuine faith, and when they seek to impart to others a knowledge of present truth, the world will regard their words as sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Let everyone show his faith by his works. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Wherefore show ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting in your behalf. How is it with my brethren and sisters in America? How much do you practice self-denial in order that you may show liberality to the needy cause of God at this time? We are doing our work here under great pressure for the want of the very money that many of the members of our churches are expending upon their own fancies, in pleasing and gratifying themselves. If they had accepted the testimonies I have borne to them concerning the great want in these regions beyond, they would not be found expending $1 in following the example of those who are multiplying pictures of themselves and their families. You would not be purchasing bicycles, which you could do without, but would be receiving the blessing of God in exercising your physical powers in a less expensive way. Instead of investing $100 in a bicycle, you would consider the matter well, lest it might be at the price of souls for whom Christ died, and for whom He has made you responsible. Please read Isaiah 58 and see what is a sure remedy for poor health. Satan will contrive to bring about many devices to absorb the means which should be devoted to the cause of God at this time. We cannot open new fields in regions beyond, for want of the very means that are used up in various ways, which might be given to destitute missions. God would have you invest in a fund to erect humble houses of worship for those who have newly come to the faith, who cannot possibly command means to do this on account of their great poverty. Their souls are just as precious as your soul, and could you pass through the experience through which we have passed since coming to this country, you would bind about your supposed wants and would be ready to help to build humble houses of worship in regions beyond. You would have the satisfaction of denying inclination in thus investing means in the cause of God. Night after night, we have studied the perplexing problem of how we should obtain the means to advance the cause of God. It rests with you in America to solve this puzzling question. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.